The Single Carrot Theater in Baltimore has created a new play called Something Like Jazz Music. Theater critic Jay Wynn Russick has been to see it, and she's here with this review.
In 1995, a worker at a recently closed New York State mental institution discovered what became known as the Willard suitcases, more than 400 suitcases still packed with the belongings of former patients dating back to 1910. These suitcases became the inspiration for Single Carrot Theater's latest ensemble-created work, Something Like Jazz Music. Instead of a mental hospital, however, the action takes place in a Baltimore shipping warehouse after a mysterious, undocumented container shows up. When it's opened, raucous jazz pours out. The workers remove the contents, luggage, steamer trunks, a dresser. As they try on a hat or a piece of clothing, they're transported back, at times with a physical jolt, to 1920s Baltimore. There, they find themselves transformed into everyone from an African-American jazz musician to a Jewish doctor to a Ku Klux Klansman. The warehouse employee's confusion, awareness, or total absorption varies. In an early scene, actor Paul Diem's modern character is mystified to suddenly become a 1920s cop. Meanwhile, Nancy Linden's warehouse manager now fully embodies a fun-loving flapper.
You new in town?
Huh?
You new? I haven't seen you in this joint before.
Karen, I've worked here for 3 years.
Karen? You got the wrong gal, Val. Don't pretend like you haven't heard about me. I know what everyone in here says about Mrs. Beth Walker.
To further complicate matters, the warehouse personnel frequently morph into more than one character. In one case, Paul Diem vies for a different part, that of a tough jazz club owner named Wallace. It's a part that's already been inhabited by two other actors, Samuel DeMarque Wright and Christopher Dues.
Hey guys, can I try out Wallace? You know, just try him out. You guys get to try him out. Can I try him out and see what it's like to be the boss?
Walter, Wallace is black.
What? How do you know?
The modern character's acknowledgement that they are playing roles is a meta-theatrical strain that runs throughout the play. When a gun appears, Nancy Linden's character comments, "It's not supposed to be in this story." Along with these self-referential touches, there are a number of single-carat hallmarks. The smooth integration of music, lighting, and projections. Movement so fluid it borders on choreography. And a tone that mixes playfulness with seriousness. But the tight ensemble work is single-carat's strongest hallmark. It applies not only to the six-member cast, but also to the way the show was created. A team of 11 devised the work. Then Genevieve DeMai created a script, and Alex Fenhagen and Stephen Kriegel co-directed the production. Structurally, the show would benefit from a little more shaping. It starts with the workers in the warehouse doing regimented moves that represent warehouse tasks. It ends with Christopher Dues performing a disturbing kind of puppet show with a minstrel mask and a Ku Klux Klan hood, items found in one of the suitcases. The gifted Dues then recites Langston Hughes's Dream Variations. This character has learned something from his time travel, but it's difficult to tell if his co-workers have. It would be eye-opening to see if the employee's initial regimentation has changed at the end. The title, Something Like Jazz Music, comes from a bit of dialogue. The words something like are critical. Even if we could travel back in time, we wouldn't get a complete, unvarnished portrait. Theater, however, can improve on that. Something Like Jazz Music makes strides. It's packed with striking inventions, some, no doubt, the result of jazz-like improvisation. But at this point, they don't quite add up to a satisfying composition.
Something Like Jazz Music is at the Single Carrot Theater in Baltimore until Sunday. Come to WIPR.org/Marilyn Morning for more about showtimes and tickets. Theater critic Jay Wynn Russick reviews all things thespian every Monday morning here on Marilyn Morning. I'm Tom Hall. After a break for news, the novelist John Irving talks with Sheila Cast. Stay with us.
Oh boy, what a dance I saw down yonder in Baltimore, done to a friend you choose. In most every cabaret, from Dixie to Frisco Bay, they'll all be doing it soon. There's a dance called a black flag called Baltimore. Oh baby, that step has got...